The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith issued a new document today clarifying some points about what the Catholic Church teaches about herself. The document clarifies the position of the Catholic Church, which is that the one Church of Christ subsists in the Catholic Church and no other. Charles Collins spoke to the Undersecretary for the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, Dominican Father Augustine de Noia, to find out more.
There really are two main points, and then some, let's say, minor points. The main point is to address the question of whether the Second Vatican Council changed the Church's teaching on the nature of the Church herself. And this document tries to clarify this point to say, no, it was a development, a deepening, but definitely not a kind of change in the sense of altering the way in which we think of the Church. And the point is, the fundamental point, and this is the second thing, is how to interpret the expression of the Second Vatican Council, Lumen Gentium, paragraph 8, quote, "The Church of Christ subsists in the Catholic Church." And it's this subsists that has caused a tremendous amount of questioning, and we're trying to address this. And briefly, the point is that instead of saying that the Church of Christ is the Catholic Church, the subsists is used to say that the same thing, but in order to make it clear that across the whole of history and in the present, we are not in a state of having an imperfect church that has yet to become the Church of Christ, but that the fullness of what Christ wanted the church to be, he has established in the Catholic Church.
Can you tell us how this document can be used to help in ecumenical dialogue?
The commitment of the Catholic Church to ecumenical dialogue is, as Pope Benedict XVI himself has said, and certainly Pope John Paul II said frequently as well, irrenunciable. That is to say, the Church is not backtracking on its ecumenical commitment. But as you know, it is fundamental to any kind of dialogue that the participants are clear about their own identity. That is, dialogue cannot be an occasion to accommodate or soften what you actually understand yourself to be in order to achieve a sort of false sense of consensus. It is a fundamental condition of dialogue, really, that the participants are clear about what their self-identity is, so that, in a sense, they're being truthful. I mean, they're coming to the table with a clear expression of what they understand themselves to be.